Hey there, I'm Jen. Welcome to the Pace Group. I'm so excited you're running with us. We've got a big group of runners today, so let's get ready before we head to the starting gate. If you have already stretched and you're ready to run, you can skip to 6 minutes on the recording. So now that you've committed to doing the race today, I'm super excited to be here with you and guide you along the way. I can already feel the energy of the day. The sun is shining, it's beautiful out. The energy of everybody around us is just so high, and it's so beautiful out right now. So we're gonna go ahead and do a few stretches before we start loading into the starting gate. And I think we'll be able to hear the announcer kind of start waving us in before the starting gun goes off. So if you haven't already, I want you to go ahead and just lift those shoulders up, pull them back. Just try and relax through the upper body. Maybe you lift those shoulders up and pull them forward. So let's just continue doing that. Pull them up, pull them back. Pull them up, pull them forward. Let's do that one more time. So pull them up, pull them back. Pull them up, pull them forward. And then I'm just gonna go through a few knee hugs. I'm gonna put my right knee to my chest, balancing on that left leg. Go ahead and release. Bring that left knee to your chest, balancing on your right leg. Let's switch sides, go right knee to chest. Switch left knee to chest. We'll go back to that right leg one more time. And then that left knee switching. All right, go ahead and release. Let's just jog around a little bit. So you haven't jogged yet, you're just kind of getting your body moving. Going right into a 5K is not the best thing to do. So if you have a second here, maybe you just start to like run back and forth, jogging, shaking out the upper body. Kind of bouncing back and forth if you don't have a lot of space. So we got about 10 minutes until the race starts. I want you to go ahead and start thinking about your mantra for the day. So what is it that you want to accomplish today? What kind of pace do you want? What do you want to feel when you're racing? Or what do you want to feel after you're done racing? At this time of the race, we're going to go ahead and start approaching the starting gate. So the chute is where all the runners start the race. The energy in the chute is always really exciting, and I can already feel that excitement. So this is one of the reasons why I actually race. I love the excitement and the energy before the start and as we start the race, and you settle in and you get that energy back towards that last part of the race. So it sounds like the national anthem is coming on. So we're gonna pause for a second here. Hearing the national anthem start an event is always a sign that it's coming, that something is going to start soon, it's going to be something big. You start to feel that rush of adrenaline and those nerves start to get up. I want you to take a second, just take a deep breath and try and relax as this race is about to get started. We already talked about our mantra. We already talked about the feelings that are about to happen and just starting to control those emotions. So as the national anthem is ending, we start to approach that starting gate. The energy starts to get a little bit more hype. The breath starts to get a little bit faster as that anticipation rises. So if you haven't already, I want you to go ahead and turn your watch on, your GPS, or turn your Strava on so we can make sure we're tracking our pace as we go, wherever that pace may be. And we'll give that a second to load here as we listen to those last minute instructions before this race starts. Let's get excited. All right, so it sounds like we're about to load. Sounds like they're about to count us down. We gotta get excited here.
We're going to get started in 10 seconds.
We'll push our watch as we step through that start line. I'm ready. Woo! All right, so this is the time when everybody tries to get out of the gate fast. Nerves are high, adrenaline is high. People's pace is likely gonna be higher than they wanted it to be. So I want you to try and control your speed and not steer away from what your original plan was when you were thinking about doing the race. So maybe you take a second, you look down at your watch. You notice if it's too fast. You notice if you started a little bit too slow. And you see what that feeling is that you feel like when you're at that pace. So again, take this time to try and control the speed, to try and control the nerves and all the energy that's gonna come out of that first mile. Control the breath, and let's talk about the body and the movement of the arms as you continue to go. I want you to think about moving your arms and your upper body with your legs. So the more that you move your arms and the more that you move them with your legs, that's naturally going to keep your legs moving efficiently. So much energy, so beautiful out today. Try and absorb everything that's happening. Don't just let it go by, right? So we've made it here. We've made it to the start line. We started the race. We have to continue here. As we settle into a pace, or we settle into the first mile. So you're doing great so far. Controlling the breath, controlling the run. Relax through the hands, relax through the upper body. Keep the feet moving. So the goal is just to keep moving forward. So I'm gonna pay attention to your pace, your watch, about where your mileage is as we continue to go. So all you need to do is just keep going. So we're entering that third minute of the race. I want you to take a second, look down at your pace if you have that available to you. And I want you to start to think about settling in even more. So it's gonna be in that first like 5 to 10 minutes when you're really gonna start to warm up and feel the need to speed up as the body warms up. And I want you to be conscious of that as you do that, as not to go too fast, right? So again, you get in your rhythm, you get in your flow, pay attention to the people around you. But really try and focus on the feelings that you feel as you go. So the first mile is all about feeling good. You don't want to be feeling like the wheels are falling off the bus already. You want to feel controlled. And you almost want to feel like, you're not going hard enough quite yet. So that's going to be the good feeling of the race, and you want to kind of stay with that. So keep the body lifted, keep the body upright. Keep the positive thoughts rolling. Because ultimately, in this 5K, this 3 mile race, there's 3 miles. We're going to break them down into 1 mile each, and we're going to roll right through that finish line as one whole piece. So be proud of where you are right now. We're approaching that first 5 minutes of the race. So for many people, we'll be approaching that half mile mark. Maybe you'll be approaching closer to that 3/4 of a mile mark. You're gonna be somewhere in between that half mile, mile mark. So you're at a good point to take a second here and look down and see that pace. So I don't want you looking at your watch the whole time, but I do want you conscious that it's there to actually help you reach your goal today. So once that music comes on, you're really gonna get a chance here to roll, to get that energy up, to feel even more excitement. It's gonna keep the legs moving and it's gonna keep the body moving. So you're doing great right now. Keeping those legs moving with the arms, keeping the upper body moving at the same time. So pay attention to your surroundings again. Use people and things as your motivation in that mantra. That first mile again should feel relaxed. It should feel controlled. It should feel comfortably hard. So pace you can hold on to that's hard for a good portion of the race. Great job. So like I said before, between that first 5 and 10 minutes, you're gonna start to feel like the body is warming up. And you're gonna start to feel like, hey, I think I can go a little bit faster. So I don't want you to be fooled by that. I want you to make sure that you keep things in control here. Maintaining that good pace. All right, you're doing great so far. Breath is in control. You're moving forward. You're moving those arms with those legs. Great job. Great job. And again, we're breaking this down. First mile is important, because it checks off a box. We break this into mile 1, mile 2, mile 3, and then that last little bit where we're really gonna race this thing. So if you're keeping track of that time, we just closed in at 8 minutes. So again, this is the sweet spot of the race. You should be nice and warm. You should be starting to feel your flow. If you feel like you're working too hard already, I want you to take a second and step back, slow it down just a little bit, embracing that we still have a decent amount of the race to go. So some of you may have crossed your one-mile mark already. Some of you are striving to get there. Look at the positive of all of it. Check off the box as you cross through that first mile mark. And keep that movement going. every second, every minute that goes by is one step closer to reaching our goal. So again, this is the best part about racing. The best part about running is setting that goal, showing up for that goal. And even if you don't reach your goal, being okay that you at least put yourself out there and being proud of that movement. Even though 5K is not as long of a distance as a marathon or a half marathon, the effort level that goes into one can sometimes feel even harder. That speed there. We just crossed the 10-minute mark of the race. So you're closing in on that mile, or you just passed that mile. So as you get into that second mile, let's kind of talk about how we want that to feel. Arms are still moving, hands are relaxed. So you have movement through the torso and the upper body. You're leaning forward slightly. And now is the time more than ever to not push pace too soon. So you don't want to be running your max effort pace right now. Second mile of a 3-mile race is just the halfway point. So we want to make sure that on the other side, we feel strong and we feel ready. So look around, embrace your surroundings, wherever that might be. Pay attention to the details. And I've got a little bit of a wind today. So as I'm running here and I hit that wind, running into the wind, I'm being mindful here of maybe needing to slow down at that point, or at least leaning my body forward slightly and continuing to pump my arms with my legs. The same goes for that hill. You hit that uphill, or you hit that wind and you're running into that wind, same thing. You may need to slow down your pace just a tiny bit. That wind will always come back around on the other side. What goes up on a hill will always come back down, right? Unless you're running straight uphill in 5K, which I would not suggest, right? All right, you're doing great. So again, we'll time check here. I'm at 12:30. I've had about another 2.5 minutes there running. So I've moved forward quite progressively. Some of you are getting close to 1.5 miles. And again, that second mile is the mile where we really try to just maintain comfortably hard tempo pace, tempo race pace before we drop the hammer as we approach the middle of that third mile. Great work here. When those negative thoughts start to creep in as you approach the middle of that race, I want you to remind yourself what you've done to get here. So that may be you didn't do enough, but for most of you, getting here is a big deal. So getting to the start line, starting this race, putting yourself out there, getting uncomfortable, you need to think about the fact that you're prepared to be here. strong. You're willing to work. You're willing to get uncomfortable to see a goal. And that's absolutely amazing. Something a lot of people won't do. So let's go. With the crowd right now is freaking fire. Let that motivate you some. There's somebody out there that cares, that's watching. You're coming in at 15 minutes. Big point in the race, 15 minutes. Keep the legs moving. Check down that pace. You're not ready to check the pace, go off that feeling. Again, 15 minutes into a 5K. Big progress here. Somewhere in that first or second mile. Strong through that cross, right? So in through the nose, out through the mouth with the breath. Keep the chest lifted. Keep the feet moving one foot in front of the other. So I want you to kind of set a goal here of your pace, but I want you to set a goal too of that mindset, right? Try and let the positive thoughts outweigh the negative thoughts. As we get closer and closer to getting to that finish line. So by being out here today, got some negative thoughts that are going to come out, and it's how you respond to those that will ultimately make you more successful in trying to hit your goal. Awesome job. Let's go. This 5K is like no other. You're participating in something right now. May not happen again. So I want you to own that. Own the chance to be able to do this right now. Own the chance to be moving and grateful for your movement. Great work right here. So this race is gonna go by quick. In the grand scheme of things, everything that you're doing now is gonna be such a small portion of your day. Remember that as your mind tries to convince you that you need to change something about the way that you're moving right now. You're getting close to that 2 mile mark if you haven't already passed it. Think about that relevance here. We had 4 things we needed to do today. We're gonna check them off that list. Mile 1, check. Mile 2, check. Mile 3, check. Last little bit, check to the finish line. You're making progress right now. Take that. And be proud. And again, pay attention to the stuff around you. I can't reiterate that enough. Sounds, sights, new things on a path that you might be running on today that you've never seen before. Look at the house that you run by. Look at the signs outside. Stay focused, yet remember to wave at those who you run by. Thank people who encourage you on your journey today. And it doesn't move. want you to think about, again, continuing that comfortably hard pace. So if you're gonna feel the effects of going out too hard, you will start to feel them now. And in that moment, you're either holding on for dear life or you can't wait to start getting faster. So again, I want you to be patient here as we approach the end of the race, or we at least approach that halfway point in the race. Be patient. Either way, the race is gonna feel hard at the end. The harder you push early on in the race, the worse that's gonna feel. You're right at 20 minutes, let's go. It is time for you to start considering running a little bit faster. So I don't want you to significantly increase that pace, but I want you to actually consider going a little bit faster, knowing that you're gonna be holding on to that faster speed, and it's okay, we're almost there. So that third mile is really your chance to start digging deep. Talking to yourself, finding that person inside you that went out today to try and do something bigger than you normally do. Stay focused on that. Get uncomfortable. Be willing to be uncomfortable to reach your goal. So know that I am here with you right now, and I'm pushing you, I'm listening to you, I hear you, I want you to keep going, I want you to question the things that you're doing, I want you to try and go just a little bit harder now. Great job, great job. Believe in yourself a little bit more. You might surprise yourself on the other side. We're not done yet. Finishing what you started. So again, as you hit that 2-3 mile marker, you're really taking a look at your speed, that feeling in your body. You're gonna know right away whether or not you pushed too soon. And you're gonna have the chance here to really see how hard you can go, right? How much you can push through that your body is telling you no, and you keep on going. So if you're thinking about walking, I know those thoughts go through your mind. They go through everybody's mind. Even the fastest runner that's out on the course today is at some point likely going to think, I'm not sure that I can do this. So remember that that is relevant for everyone. Remember that uncomfortable feeling is relevant for all of us. And remember that you should just try to slow things down slightly before you start that walk, if that's what you're thinking. Get to the point where you need to walk a little bit. I want you to do it for a few seconds, look down at your watch, and keep going. So don't let it become something that becomes consistent towards the end of the race. You're right at 25 minutes. So we're getting so close to that finish line. Time has gone by so fast. There are moments where time will feel like it's going by super slow. There are moments where it will feel like it is going by so fast that you do not know what just happened. So I want you to embrace the moments that go slow. Be humble about the moments that go fast. And try and keep that strength and mind strong. We've checked off two boxes already. 1 mile. We're checking off 2 miles if we haven't already done it. We're getting close to 3 if we haven't already done it. It's a powerful feeling to know that you're over halfway done. It's all on downhill from there. So remember the hills, remember the flats, the downhills. Approach them with the same strength. Try not to go too fast on the downhills. Yes, perfect. Control that breath. Relax through the shoulders. Embrace that feeling of hard right now. And remember your strength and getting to where you are now. I'm closing in right over 27 minutes. A large portion of the race is behind me. So now is the time to start considering that speeding up, right? So start to move the arms a little bit faster with the legs. Keep the chest lifted. Remember your mantra for the day. Remember the people that you want to make proud for today. Maybe you're doing this for your husband, your wife, your son, your daughter, your mom, dad, brother, sister. Maybe you're just doing it for yourself. Whatever that reason is, remind yourself of that now, because that's going to keep you going today. Coming up, end of race. We'll be here before we know it. I am approaching 30 minutes. Awesome job. You stayed consistent. You stayed with me. You stayed here through the hard part, the start, the energy. Now we're in that last haul of finishing what we started. Keep it up. 30 minutes. Check your watch, check your pace. See where you're at. If you've slightly fallen off, consider speeding up a little bit. You're gonna know now if you started too fast. You're gonna be questioning a lot more. Stayed in that comfortably hard pace, you're gonna feel like you have a little bit more energy to give now, and I want you to start to give that. Pace should not increase by 15 seconds a mile. It's too fast. So if you're moving that much quicker, I want you to bring it back slightly. We'll progressively get faster with that movement over that last mile. Great job. Great job right here. So last part of the race now. It's almost the hardest. You know you only have a few minutes left. You're striving to maintain an intensity without getting the heart rate too high, but knowing it's gonna take it getting high enough to reach your goal today. You got it, let's go. It's a beautiful day out. The weather is amazing. It's perfect for you to set a PR. The conditions make such a big difference in trying to run your best race or trying to hit a certain pace in a 5K race. Use that to your advantage today. Don't overthink the things that may not be going your way today. I'm getting close to that finish line now. So I'm gonna start to increase my speed a little bit more. Controlling the breath as I do that. Feeling the energy and the excitement start to increase as I get closer to that finish line. So I got a little over a quarter mile left. Perspective, energy, that's a little over a lap around a track. So if you need a visual, if you've been running track workouts, you've been running around your block, use the visual to guide yourself, continue to increase that speed. So maybe there's something or somebody that you want to get to, you want to get to them faster. I want you to start accelerating towards that person or that thing, even if you can't physically see them. We get out here, we do this for a reason. Work towards these goals. Work towards these feelings, because these emotions, they make us stronger. They make us proud. You got this. Move the arms, move the legs. Go a little bit faster. Be willing to fail here. I can start to hear the finish line. You can hear it. Let's go. Let's go a little bit faster. I want you to strive to reach that finish line. I want you to strive to get there as quick as you can. I see it. You see it. It seems so close, yet so far away. Listen to that crowd. Listen to that announcer. It's all yours. Let's go. You got about 15 seconds. We'll be there. Straight through. Straight through. Everything you've got to finish. Everything you've got. I hear it. Let's go. Let's go. Yes, awesome job. You did it. You did it. You crossed the finish line. If you got here sooner than you expected, I want you to pause for a second. I want you to stop your watch. I want you to turn around and look behind you. I want you to listen to that crowd, that announcer. I want you to take a deep breath and be proud. There are people that were in front of you, that were likely behind you, that are still doing their best to be where you are right now. Oh man, you should be proud. What a gift to be out here today, to use our body, to feel emotion, to feel strong, to do something good for somebody besides ourselves. Awesome job today. I truly appreciate you joining me for the this run and supporting the cause that we had set out to do. Your support does not go unnoticed. Your effort does not go unnoticed. And you have been seen today. So looking forward to the results, seeing how you did overall in your age group. And looking forward to see you back out there soon. Hopefully within 6 feet, sooner than later. Great job today.